Hey guys, it's Jordan the Cheap Geek with the Cheap Geek Daily Tech News for Thursday, August 27th. Well, if you're a Facebook user and an iPhone user, today's a good day. iPhone Facebook 3.0 was finally released. Now, this is just an update to the application on the phone and really wouldn't make that much news except for the fact that the review process took a staggering 14 days. Now, this is pretty standard fare amongst all iPhone applications. Some tend to beat the curve and get approved a little sooner. But it begs the reason why some developers have to wait so long for an update. And the developer of the Facebook application, Joe Hewitt, brought this up as well. He's been very vocal about this, about why for an update release from a trusted developer, you have to wait 14 days. If this was a critical bug fix release, you'd have millions of users waiting with buggy software that you could not patch because Apple had to review your patch. So it just creates some problems. You know, hopefully Apple will see that, you know, these steps need to be taken to make the App Store a little bit better place to shop and enjoy applications. We'll just have to wait and see. But if you love Facebook and you love your iPhone, be sure to check the iTunes App Store and get that update. In other iPhone application news, Spotify was approved. Now, it hasn't been released in the United States yet, but if you live in the United Kingdom or anywhere in Europe, I believe, you can download the Spotify app for your iPhone. Now, what is Spotify? Spotify is a subscription music service, somewhat. It's similar to Rhapsody in the fact that you pay a monthly subscription and can listen to any song in their database. What makes it unique, though, is you can have offline playlists. So on the iPhone application, you can select a certain number of songs you want to keep on the phone, so you don't necessarily have to use an internet connection to play them. And the reason this application approval is kind of monumental is Apple's been known to disapprove applications for duplicating functionality already present on the phone. And there's definitely a music player and a music store already on the phone, but they did approve it. Now, whether this is because they would have gotten so much criticism and so much monopoly talk would have started if they didn't approve it, or they just felt it was a good service, I don't know, and that's yet to be seen. But if you can use Spotify and you love their service, be sure to check this application out. And if you're in the U.S., it should be coming to the United States later this year. Now, my final piece of news today, and again, I'm sorry, it's an iPhone application story. Today was kind of slow. But the first really augmented reality application kind of snuck its way into the App Store today. It's a program we've all used before called Yelp. It allows users to generate reviews and, you know, stories about local businesses, restaurants, bars, drugstores, tire shops, you name it, it's on there. And used to, you could only search by location and it would show you pinpoints on a Google map. But if you do a little trick by shaking your phone a couple of times when you launch the new app, it opens up a special little part of the application that's augmented reality. It allows you to hold your phone up to the sky, and through the camera, you can actually see the locations of the businesses you're getting the reviews on. It's very, very cool and very useful if you live in a very highly populated area. Where I live, it's not quite as useful because the businesses are so spread out. But if you lived in New York, San Francisco, or a very urban or metropolitan area, this would be great. Now, Apple isn't officially supporting these applications until 3.1 version of their operating system, but they kind of snuck this on as an Easter egg. So we'll see if Apple pulls this application off or if more augmented reality apps will start to show up on the iTunes App Store. That's all the news I've got for you today. I'm sorry it was all iPhone related, but be sure to check back tomorrow. We'll bring you what happened in tech today.